Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. This is Fernando Farias speaking, and together with sound technician Juliana Spatafora, we're going to be bringing you this show in English for Friday, November 22, 2024, with news, with sports, with music. And we'll have, speaking of music, we'll have a lot of musical content, because today is Music Day. Oh, it's the Global Music Day. And we'll have, on the occasion of Music Day, a feature to one of the musical icons of Argentina of all times. The Americas, I would say, or Latin America. I'm talking about Mercedes Sosa. She was dubbed the voice of the Americas. A legendary folk music singer and an incredible singer who passed away in 2009 and is an icon of Argentine culture. We're going to be playing a feature on her biography, and obviously we'll have the chance to enjoy a lot of her music. And also, we'll have a segment dedicated to the different subgenres of Argentine rock, because there are plenty, from pop music to reggae to hard rock. We'll be exploring and sharing several examples of the different subgenres within the world of Argentine rock. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way, it's okay for sending reception reports via via mail or via conventional mail. RAE, Maipú Street 555, Buenos Aires, Argentina, or qslrai@gmail.com, or well, there's no other way, no. That those are the two options for contacting us. You can download our app for mobile devices. You can listen to us via your cell phone. Download it. It's called Digital RAE. We are always obviously broadcasting also on the short waves of WRMI, frequency 5850 kilohertz. I got distracted a little bit by the date, November 22. I was trying to remember something happened on November 22, and yes, I remember. 2 years ago, Argentina began playing the World Cup of Qatar 2022. That was the debut, and it was a shock what happened on that debut. Un baldazo de agua fría, that's how we say that in Argentina, a shock, something unexpected, negative, something negative happening, which was unexpected. On that day, Argentina lost its 35 undefeated streak, and at no worse occasion than starting its tenure at the World Cup with Saudi Arabia, which was seen as the weakest member of Argentina's group in the World Cup that was integrated also by Mexico and Poland. And Argentina started winning the game. There were several goals by Lautaro Martinez that were cancelled because of an offside that was confirmed by the VAR, which was too thin, no, the distance that was used for sanctioning the offside. And well, the Saudis eventually came on top. They were able to turn around the result. It was an incredible shock. But many said, well, this could be a good thing, because we don't have the pressure anymore of being undefeated. And Lionel Messi, the captain, said after that game, "We are not going to let you down." And boy, did they deliver. Boy, did they deliver. After that, well, you know the rest of the story. But, well, that happened exactly 2 years ago. Very early in the morning, I remember, here in Argentina, because the game was at noon, I think, in Qatar. So the game was seen here in Argentina early in the morning. Well, that's what I wanted to say about November 22, which is another day that, another date that is now part of the Argentine cultural or pop culture calendar. Let's get started with the news. These are the headlines. The Argentine government announced an alliance with Israel against terrorism and dictatorships. The Air Force chief was fired for personal use of official aircraft. Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro was formally charged for attempting a coup. Uruguay heads to the polls on Sunday. Polls show a slight edge for the opposition left-wing candidate. A French supermarket chain will stop selling Mercosur beef to support local farmers. Sports. Italy eliminated Argentina from the Davis Cup. President Javier Milei announced a memorandum between Argentina and Israel to defend freedom and combat terrorism and dictatorships. He described it as a bilateral alliance between two sister nations during an Argentine-Israeli business forum held in Buenos Aires. Mr. Milei reiterated that Israel, along with the United States, is Argentina's most important geopolitical partner. The announcement followed the government's condemnation of the International Criminal Court's arrest warrant against Benjamin Netanyahu for war crimes. The Casa Rosada claimed the court's decision was politically motivated. The Hague Tribunal accused the Israeli Prime Minister of war crimes during the Gaza offensive against Hamas. The arrest warrants also extend to former Defense Minister Yoav Gallant and Hamas Military Chief Mohammed Deif. The head of the Argentine Air Force, Brigadier Fernando Luis Mengo, was dismissed for improper use of official planes. Mengo, who had assumed the position just a few months ago, was removed by Defense Minister Luis Petri. In an interview, Petri called Mengo's actions untenable and emphasized that irregularities will not be tolerated. According to the press, the officer used Air Force planes over 30 times to transport his partner between the cities of Buenos Aires and Paraná. Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has been formally charged for his role in an attempted coup. The federal police filed charges over events following the 2022 elections, which were won by President Lula da Silva. Investigators claim Bolsonaro and over 30 co-conspirators plotted to keep the conservative leader in power. Charges include violent abolition of the democratic rule of law, coup d'etat, and criminal conspiracy, according to police sources. This comes the same week four military officers were arrested for an alleged plot to poison Lula and other senior officials. Carrefour France announced it would no longer stock Mercosur beef on its shelves. CEO Alexandre Bompard cited opposition to the potential free trade agreement between the European Union and the South American bloc. He said the move supports French farmers, who strongly oppose the deal. Bompard warned that the agreement risks flooding the French market with meat that doesn't meet local standards. He also called on French restaurants to join the boycott against South American products. Argentina's Sicra Beef Producers Chamber labeled Carrefour's decision xenophobic. Its director, Miguel Schiaritti, accused the chain of pandering to inefficient French cattle farmers who survive on €8 billion in EU subsidies. Mercosur, comprising Argentina, Brazil, Uruguay, Paraguay, and Bolivia, has been negotiating a deal with the EU for 20 years. European nations like France and Italy claim South America fails to meet environmental standards, but Mercosur members see this as an excuse to protect European farmers from competition. On November 24, Uruguayans will vote to elect the next president who will succeed incumbent Luis Lacalle Pou. In this runoff, Yamandú Orsi, former mayor of the city of Canelones, is standing against Álvaro Delgado, a former member of Lacalle Pou's administration. Recent polls show a narrow lead for Orsi, who's representing the leftist Broad Front or Frente Amplio. And now, sports. Italy defeated Argentina in the Davis Cup quarterfinals with a 2-1 overall score. The series began with Francisco Cerundolo's victory over Lorenzo Musetti 6-4, 6-1. However, world number one Yannick Sinner beat Sebastian Baez 6-2, 6-1 in the second match. The deciding doubles match saw Sinner and Musetti defeat the Argentine duo Andrés Molteni and Mariano González 6-4 and 7-5. Italy advances to the semi-finals where they will face Australia. Meanwhile, in football, River Plate lost 2-1 to Independiente Rivadavia, ending their championship hopes. Independiente de Avellaneda defeated Gimnasia Esgrima La Plata 1-0, keeping alive their chances to qualify for the 2025 Copa Sudamericana. Speaking of the Sudamericana, Racing Club and Cruzeiro will face off in the final tomorrow in Asunción, Paraguay. And these were the news on RAE, Radiodifusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE. Argentina al mundo.
Okay, and in a minute we're going to be listening to a feature on Mercedes Sosa, a very important artist who passed away in 2009. Amazing, 15 years. And the reason is that we are marking Music Day today. November 22 is Music Day because it's a homage to Santa Cecilia, Saint Cecilia or Cecilia, who was named in 1594, over 500 years ago, the patroness of music and musicians. However, the story behind this observance was not an easy one. The history behind this commemoration is cruel and bloody, even though over time the celebration of the day reminds us of the importance of music in our lives. This is something I was reading from a webpage called Música Clásica, no? It's a webpage about classical music in Spanish, but they have this nice article about Santa Cecilia in English. And in order to honor music and to celebrate Music Day, let's play a track, a tango track, sung by Ariel Ardit, who this week was on everybody's television or almost everybody's TV because he sang the national anthem of Argentina before the match in which Argentina defeated Peru for the World Cup qualifiers 1-0 with an incredible goal by Lautaro Martinez, this time sanctioned. Not like 2 years ago at the World Cup. after an incredible assist by Lionel Messi. And Ariel Ardit sang the national anthem before the beginning of the match at the Bombonera Stadium, Boca Juniors' home stadium here in Buenos Aires. The song is called Arrabal Amargo. Arrabal is a slang Lunfardo word for barrio, neighborhood. And Amargo is bitter, so bitter neighborhood.
Arrabal amargo, metido en mi vida, como la condena de una maldición. Tus sombras torturan mis horas sin sueño, tu noche se encierra en mi corazón. Con ella a mi lado, no vi tus tristezas, tu barro y miserias, ella era mi luz. Y ahora vencido arrastro mi alma, clavado a tus calles igual que a una querub. Rinconcito arrabalero, con el toldo de estrellas de tu patio que quiero. Todo se ilumina cuando ella vuelve a verte, y mis viejas madres selvas están en flor para quererte. Como una nube que pasa, mis ensueños se van, no vuelven más. No digas a nadie que ya no me quieres, si a mí me preguntan diré que vendrás. Y así cuando vuelvas mi alma te juro, los ojos extraños no se asombrarán. Verás como todo esperaban ansiosos, mi blanca casita y el viejo rosal. Y como de nuevo alivia sus penas, vestido de fiesta, mi lindo arrabal. Rinconcito arrabalero, con el toldo de estrellas de tu patio que quiero. Todo se ilumina cuando ella vuelve a verte, y mis viejas madres selvas están en flor para quererte. Como una nube que pasa, mis ensueños se van, no vuelven más. Se van, no vuelven más.
Tantas veces me mataron, tantas veces me morí, sin embargo estoy aquí resucitando.
RAI, Argentina to the World, presents Mercedes Sosa, the voice of Latin America.
Cantando al sol como la cigarra, después de un año bajo la tierra, igual que sobreviviente que vuelve de la guerra.
The most famous Argentine singer, Mercedes Sosa, was born in 1935 in a poor family of Tucumán City in the northern region of our country. It was a family so poor that very often they had nothing to eat. But despite these hardships, Mercedes Sosa always said she was grateful for the dignity with which her parents endured poverty, and also for the love that filled her home.
La angustia que nos producía el hambre.
Hunger made us very sad, and to see my mother suffering also,
She would take us to July the 9th Park so we could smell the food. Because really, really, we starved at night. But nonetheless, we had a perfect family. And that was very important for me. If I hadn't had those parents, I would have become a life-hating woman. Mercedes liked singing since she was very young. And despite not taking formal lessons until many years later, the quality of her voice caught the attention of her teachers, who would always pick her to sing in school acts. Her friends and neighbors also noticed the beauty of her singing, and when she was 16, they encouraged her to participate, unbeknownst to her parents, in a singing contest organized by a radio station. Mercedes won the contest and began singing 3 times per week at the station. And that's when she started to feel she needed a repertoire, a larger repertoire, as initially she only sang songs by Margarita Palacios, a local composer of what was known back then as native music. Now, with the support of her parents, she signs her first contracts and starts offering concerts across her home province of Tucumán. And it was around that time that she met two young enthusiasts of music who would shape the course of her career. One was poet Armando Tejada Gómez, and the other, guitarist and songwriter Oscar Matus, with whom Mercedes would marry. It was with them that she relocated to Mendoza and formed there a new repertoire. That's when she became a part of the so-called New Songbook Movement, and her fame didn't cease to grow. Through the 1960s, Mercedes Sosa understands that she needs more songs. By then, she's separated from Matus. She's got a son and no money. She then asked another musician for help, and that musician was Jorge Cafrune, who introduced her at the Cosquín Festival, the Argentine folk music paramount event. she's immediately recognized by the public and the critics. And this is how she recalls that moment many years later.
Yo canté en Cosquín.
In 1965, I go to Cosquín, but the festival commission bans me. And they ban me because of my ideas. So then I asked Cafrune to buy me 10 records because I was so broke and I had to pay for accommodation. Cafrune invited me to the stage nonetheless, and I sing, accompanied by a little box. It was a success, huge success. Her repertoire continues to grow, expanding to other authors and genres. She records new albums and performs for the first time in the US and in Europe. But she never lost the sensitivity for social injustices, and she never ceases to call for ending the hardships of the poorest. In 1975, that political and ideological commitment results in death threats, in censorship, and finally in her arrest, together with all of her audience during a concert in the city of La Plata.
Me mandaron una carta por el correo temprano. En esa carta me dicen que cayó preso mi hermano. Y sin compasión con grillos por las calles lo arrastraron. Sí. La carta dice el motivo.
La carta dice el motivo.
Que ha cometido Roberto.
Que ha cometido Roberto.
Haber apoyado el paro que ya se había resuelto. Si acaso esto es un motivo, preso voy también, sargento. Sí.
Yo que me encuentro tan lejos, esperando una noticia, me viene a decir en la carta que en mi patria no hay justicia. Los hambrientos piden pan, plomo les da la milicia. Sí.
Habráse visto insolencia, barbarie y alevosía, de presentar el trabuco y matar a sangre fría
a quien defensa no tiene con las dos manos vacías. Sí. La carta que me mandaron me pide contestación. Yo pido que se propale por toda la población, que el león es un sanguinario en toda generación. Sí.
Oh. Por suerte tengo guitarra, oh. Y también tengo mi voz, oh. También tengo siete hermanos fuera del que se engrilló.
Todos revolucionarios con el favor de mi Dios. Sí, sí.
And this is how Mercedes Sosa herself answers during a press conference when asked about having to choose exile.
Desde el año 75.
In the year 75, I had problems to perform in Tucumán and received threats of being killed in a Buenos Aires venue where I was going to sing. Yes, in 75 many things happened. And in 76 even worse. 78 was filled with anguish because my husband dies and then I had to undergo a medical operation. And then I began to be banned by the junta. What was I going to do? All doors shut in my face, so I had to leave. to look for work. By then, Mercedes Sosa is already recognized as the great Argentine and Latin American interpreter, and that's how she was welcomed in Europe, where she spent her exile years. Mercedes Sosa endures a lonely, sad exile. She can't cope with the distance. Only 1 year before the dictatorship ends in 1982, she comes back, and she performs a series of concerts at a Buenos Aires theater that are an absolute success. Apart from becoming a political event, those concerts have a Mercedes not only singing folk songs, but also tango and rock ones. And there are many guest artists that would later become the new stars of Argentine popular music over the next few years.
Dicen que yo de solo estar fui apagándome como la luz lenta y azul de un atardecer. Piensan que estoy secando el sol de la soledad, que por estar en mi raíz ya no crezco más. Es que ya soy esa que soy, la misma no más, mujer que va buscándose en la eternidad. Si es por saber de dónde soy, soy de Animaná. De aquí yo no seré yo. Déjenme estar y solo estar viendo el sol volver. Yo quiero ver en mi país el amanecer. Soy para durar como el maíz, simple y cereal. Soy para durar porque yo sé pasar y pisar. ¡Hey! Si es por saber de dónde soy, soy de Animaná. Soy de Animaná, soy de Animaná.
Already back in her home country, Mercedes Sosa continues her successful career with more than 70 albums and countless shows in Argentina and the world. And of course, with the huge respect and love of her fans.
Romperá la tarde mi voz hasta el eco de ayer. Voy quedándome solo al final, muerto de sed, harto de andar, pero sigo creciendo en el sol. Vivo. Era el tiempo viejo, la flor, la madera frutal. Luego el hacha se puso a golpear, verse caer, solo rodar. Pero el árbol reverdecerá nuevo. Al quemarse en el cielo la luz del día, me voy. Con el cuero asombrado me iré ronca al gritar que volveré, repartida en el aire a cantar siempre. Se dispone a partir. No me asusta la muerte ritual, solo dormir, verme borrar. Una historia me recordará vivo. Veo el campo, el fruto, la miel y estas ganas de amar. No me puede el olvido vencer, hoy como ayer, siempre llegar. En el hijo se puede volver nuevo. Al quemarse en el cielo la luz del día, me voy. Con el cuero asombrado me iré, ronca al gritar que volveré, repartido en el aire a cantar siempre.
Mercedes Sosa, the voice of the Americas, La Negra, as she was called because of her long black hair, died here in Buenos Aires in October 2009 at the age of 74.
RAI, Argentina al mundo. RAI, Argentina, 面向世界。
RAI, Argentina vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in the world.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
India, China, Iceland, Morocco, England. These are but a few of RAI's many ports of call. The international service of the Argentine Radio.
All right, folks. We're going to be doing something like a musical exploration. Or rather, a musical... It's a playlist. But you could say that we are putting on the air a catalogue of rock genres. We've said on this program repeatedly that Argentine rock is a forerunner in the Spanish-speaking world. We have the right to claim that a proper rock movement with its own poetry, with its own artists, with its own aesthetics, with its own style, was born first in Argentina before any other Spanish-speaking country. Even Mexico, even Spain. And then, well, you have the case of Argentine musicians who travel abroad and they kind of kicked off the rock movement in those other Spanish-speaking places. And this connection to rock of Argentines can be noticed in the wealth of genres in our music. Practically every single genre that... came up in the English-speaking world from the dawn of times, from the dawn of rock, I mean from the dawn of rock times, has a counterpart in Argentina. And that's what we are going to be doing. We're going to be giving you evidence of this assertion I just made. So let's go back to the mid-1960s. Well, we fast-forward the Beatles and the early years of rock, and we go to the mid-1960s. To the psychedelic movement, the Birds,
Jefferson Airplane, that sort of sound, with keyboards, with guitars, electric guitars, soft sounding, but sounding at the front of the song. That kind of sound that, well, you may associate also with the Beach Boys, Pet Sounds kind of stuff. And there is a song that is a huge classic in Argentina that is exactly from that time, from 1967, and it's a huge anthem of Argentine rock. It's by a group called Los Gatos, and we air this track all the time here on RAE. It's a tune entitled La Balsa, The Raft, and here comes the keyboards. Los Gatos, a track that we all know by heart, and the lyrics is a huge, huge classic in Argentina. From the year 1967 is the first example of an Argentine counterpart of a genre. In this case, psychedelic, I mean, mid-1960s, keyboards, Jefferson Airplane, The Birds, also the Pet Sounds, Beach Boys, the Doors as well. Moving on now to folk rock. You picture the East Coast, Simon and Garfunkel, obviously Bob Dylan. You go to Woodstock, you imagine vocal harmonies, obviously acoustic guitars at the front. And, well, the whole hippism, the whole hippie flower power thing of the late 1960s. The final years of the dream, no? That's when people started talking after that. The dream is over. That kind of sound, and also the spirit, I mean, the hippie spirit, the rebel spirit, had a repercussion in Argentina. An island thing, there is a band that represents that sound better in Argentina than Sui Generis. And we are going to air a track that speaks about rebellion. Tell you later. Aprendizaje.
Aprendizaje. Formal y cortés, cortándome el pelo una vez por mes, y si me aplazó la formalidad, es que nunca. nunca me gustó la sociedad. Viento del sur o lluvia de abril, quiero saber dónde debo ir. No quiero estar sin poder. Aprendiendo las lecciones para ser.
This is an example of Argentine folk rock with Sui Generis, a duo integrated by Charlie Garcia and Nito Mestre, founded in the early 1970s. They disbanded in 1975. Charlie Garcia went on to found another important group, Serú Girán, that we'll be listening to later, and then a solo artist who's one of the most important, most popular, most respected in Argentina. What about hard rock? What about the sound of Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin, Deep Purple, early 1970s keyboards, the repercussions of the sound of the first album of Black Sabbath, the first album of Led Zeppelin, something that is sounding a little harder, and it created and kicked off a movement that still has many followers today, starting with that hard rock and reaching heavy metal in the 1980s or thrash in the 1990s. Well, that also had that kind of sound, heavy sound, powerful sound, with electric guitars, with powerful riffs, also had a repercussion here in Argentina, and you can perfectly notice that sound in this track by Pescado Rabioso, the supergroup led by Luis Alberto Spinetta, accompanied by David León. This is a track entitled Post Crucifixion. It sounds very Led Zeppelin, as you can see. Well, we are bringing you with this Post Crucifixion, a track by Pescado Rabioso, an example of early 1970s hard rock's counterpart here in Argentina. Pescado Rabioso, the band, one of the many groups led by Luis Alberto Spinetta. Let us take a brief break now in this sound with blues. How can we forget blues and blues rock? There is a band that anybody would mention right away if you ask for a reference in rock blues, in blues rock in Argentina, in jazz rock in Argentina, and is the group founded by Javier Martinez, drummer, fan of jazz music and a great poet, who created one of the foundational groups in Argentina, Manal. This is a track entitled Avellaneda Blues.
Vía muerta, calle con asfalto, siempre destrozado. Tren de carga, el humo y el hollín están por todos lados. Hoy yo
aceite, barriles en el barro, galpón abandonado. Charco sucio, el agua va pudriendo, un zapato.
Avellaneda Blues, a great, very vivid picture of the neighborhood of Avellaneda in the southern parts of Buenos Aires City, which is the first industrial spot. It's basically that. I mean, Javier Martinez in this beautiful blues song is describing an early morning with the workers streaming, flocking in, pouring into the factories and the port. And that's the spirit of the song. Moving on, fast forward to the late 1970s, and it's the time of progressive rock, Genesis, groups like Pink Floyd. Songs that last 7, 10, 15 minutes, several parts, very talented musicians. You can also mention Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Van der Graaf Generator, many, many groups that identified progressive or symphonic rock, as it was also known. And that sound, even though there wasn't actually a main group that devoted their music to that, that kind of sound had an impact here in Argentina. And you can perfectly notice that in this track by Serú Girán. Notice the fretless bass playing of Pedro Aznar, the several parts, the accomplished vocal harmonies in La Grasa de las Capitales.
¿Qué importan ya tus ideales? ¿Qué importa tu canción? La Grasa de las Capitales cubre tu
con la cantina y con la cantora, con la televisión cantadora, con esas chicas bien decoradas, con esas viejas todas quemadas, gente remita, gente careta, la grasa inunda cual fugaceta.
No se va a acabar.
La Grasa de las Capitales by Serú Girán on this journey that we are bringing you this Friday about Argentine rock music genres. You can see that there was a counterpart in Argentina of every single rock genre that came up in the English-speaking world. And obviously, if you are a rock historian, you know that after progressive rock and this production of songs and over this superb talent and rock musicians that were actually trained in academia, there is the rebellion against that. And that rebellion is called punk rock, something that really, really changed everything. It's one of the big breakthroughs in the history of punk, late 1970s, both New York but mainly the United Kingdom, with bands like Sex Pistols and The Clash. in Argentina, we have a band that very early on did specifically that, punk rock, and they did a song called Represión in the early years of the dictatorship. No, we are in the last years of the dictatorship, and this is a track that you have to be very brave to come up with a track entitled Represión when you were ruled by a repressive regime. These are Los Violadores, punk rock with Represión.
Okay, and with that example of Argentine punk rock, with the kind of founders and pioneers of the genre in Argentina, Los Violadores, we wrap up this segment on Argentine rock subgenres that we share with you on the occasion of Music Day, which is marked every November 22. Let's do the headlines again before signing off. The Argentine government announced an alliance with Israel against terrorism and dictatorships. The Air Force chief was fired for personal use of official aircraft. Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro was formally charged for attempting a coup. Uruguay heads to the polls on Sunday. Service suggests a slight edge for the opposition left-wing candidate. A French supermarket chain will stop selling Mercosur beef to support local farmers. Sports: Italy eliminated Argentina from the Davis Cup. And thus we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, for Friday, November 22, 2024. Our sound technician was Juliana Spatafora. My name is Fernando Farias, and we appreciate your listenership. We hope you enjoy today's program. We wish that you have an excellent weekend, and we invite you to join us on Monday for a new show of RAE. Ciao, hasta la próxima.